are now listening to There Will Be Swearing.
Hello and welcome to There Will Be Swearing number 3. We've made it past number 2 and we feel a sense of accomplishment, and our mothers may be proud of us. I don't know, because they probably haven't listened to this shit yet, so they might change their mind if they do. Anyways, I'm Johnny, and I've got my charming other fellow here on the microphone, Mr.
Brad.
Brad. He loves it when I call him that. So,
you know, it's so funny, like, we've done like 2 podcasts, and like number 2 was still about poop.
Yeah, we're gonna try our best to not talk about poop.
Well, I just thought it was funny that it was number 2, you know.
Number 2. All right, so Brad, what do you have on the agenda for us to chat about today there, sailor?
Well, we're going to talk about a bunch of goofy shit. And one of the main focuses would be flat earth theory.
Flat earth theory.
Yeah, and why it's dumb.
Do tell, Brad.
But either way, like last night after our podcast, I was talking to Nick, and we have a mutual friend. And this was probably about a year ago, but like I haven't seen him since 2 years previous. I invited him to the pub, like meet up, like just, you know, check base, like see how life is and whatnot.
Right.
And he talked to me for an hour and a half about flat earth theory. And I really just wanted to find out how his family was doing, like that kind of stuff. Like, yeah. And then, yeah. Like an hour and a half, and I zipped my lips. Like I didn't say anything.
Is your tongue still intact from biting it?
I think so. But no, either way, like we finished up conversation. He's like, I gotta go. And he was like, I really appreciated that you didn't interject like as much as you do, like being the devil's advocate.
Right.
She's my brother. It was just like, I just wanted to catch up with you, dude. Like, I didn't see you in 2 years. Mm. And like, he was just so convinced.
Really?
And like, there were so many things I wanted to be like, whoa, wait a second.
So like, was he able to convey to you what it was that convinced him, even though there's all this evidence to the contrary?
I could have gotten a word in edgewise, but like, I just, and this whole conversation came up with, yesterday. And I was like, really? He did that to you too? Mm. But, it's so, yeah. I mean, you can go back to like ancient Greek times, like Aristotle. Aristotle's like, hey, yeah, world's round. Like, right. It's just like, just check out this lunar eclipse, all right? And then, like, I mean, this is freaking BC. You know what I mean? Like, this is ancient Greek culture.
Right. This is one of those things I find kind of interesting, that whole kind of idea of, you know, whatever you want to call it, cognitive dissonance. I mean, even though you hear about these people and it's easy to want to laugh at them and just call them stupid. But it's like the idea is, you know, trying to figure out, are they stupid? Are they crazy? Or is there something that's convinced them otherwise? And they wholeheartedly were like swayed from another idea. Cause it's like when you have satellite photos and you have all these things that are straight up concrete proof and someone's basically convinced they're going to drive for however many thousand miles and just like fall into the ether. It's like, it just makes you wonder, I mean, what's going on in the mind of somebody who's wholly convinced that we just live on a big sheet of paper.
Well, it's so funny. And what spurned this idea for me was like, it was the Flat Earth Society tweet.
Oh,
and they're like, We have supporters all around the globe.
I saw that. I was like, you don't really understand what you just wrote, do you?
And the response was like physics and research. And they're like, say that again.
Right.
Slowly.
Yeah. I've actually seen some of the YouTube videos by another pretty well-known flat earther named Mark Sargent. Mm-hmm. Which they're wholly entertaining in a weird kind of like rubbernecky sort of way. But he has went on to talk about not only is the earth flat, but apparently we're covered by a gigantic invisible dome.
It's called the atmosphere.
right. So I don't know if it's like just like a big plastic bubble. Like we live in the big trouble pop-o-matic bubble. But he's convinced that, you know, even if there's rockets, you know, rockets, whatever, but if they go up, they're either not going to reach the bubble or they may just kind of, you know, nudge it as they fly around its surface or whatever. So,
well, you know, it's funny, like, those are the type of people that you like walk away, like while still looking at them, like, just like, what? Like,
right.
What's going on here? But I thought it was so ridiculous. But I mean, science.
That's a thing I've heard about.
I just thought, I'm amused by it.
Well, what kind of proof was he offering to you? I mean, what was he saying that was that he had to share the gospel of the flat earth with you?
Well, it was just like, it started off like, I got into this new thing.
The flat earth cult.
Yeah. And I'm like, and I find him in high esteem. He's a good friend. You know what I mean? Sometimes you need somebody to listen.
Right. Yeah.
But like, he's going over this, like, and I'm just like, yeah, Mercator map. Like, and he's like, exactly. And I was like, and in my head, I'm like, that's not correct.
Like, oh, boy. Oh, boy.
You know, stuff like that. But, you know, I really wanted to explain to him about, like, Aristotle and Aristophanes, uh-huh. Like, who supported Aristotle's deal because, like I just aforementioned, like, the lunar eclipse thing. Like, yeah, that's round. And then, like, Foucault's pendulum,
mm-hmm.
You know, it originally, if I recall correctly, was in a basilica, and it was like a 67-meter wire, which hung from basilica. And it would hold for like, it would change like 11.3 degrees. Like, and then like, I mean, if you even think about it, like, well, we'll get into poop later, but.
this is getting a little too smart for me, man. I don't know.
Well, no, either way, like if you put it like in the southern hemisphere, because of course here it's clockwise.
Right.
Down south.
Hence,
counterclockwise.
Hence the rotation of the ginormous ball that we live on.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But
not the giant record.
Like, how do you explain ships appearing on the horizon? Like, they don't rise up. Like,
what if it's a ship full of Viagra?
Well, but no, it's not like Pirates of the Caribbean, like where there's actually a ship below the water, like just hey, here we are.
Aha.
Uh-huh. You know, it's so basic. Like, and I wanted to get into time zones and like what that's all about. Or even Galileo, gravity. Explain that. Like
He was just a poor boy, and nobody loved him.
Galileo, Galileo.
Galileo Figaro.
Yeah. but yeah, like...
So it sounded like you were trying to be your best to be supportive buddy even though you just had to keep your trap shut and not make him go walk off the edge of the planet. And so that good on you, sir. Good on you.
Hey, I'm no Christopher Columbus, but...
Well, I hope not, considering he's kind of, you know, into genocide and things like that, so...
Well, that's another topic we could talk about. Because really funny stuff, like I lived in Sevilla in Spain, and... So I lived in Sevilla, and then saw where he's buried. Really interesting fact, they won't exhume him to figure out if it's, like, him, because there are a bunch of cities that claim him, because he's Italian.
Kind of like Jesus supposedly has several burial places.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he was buried in Sevilla, or interred.
So you're told.
Well, no, it was, yeah, right.
So the gift shop says.
Yeah, no, it was in a place called, the church was called La Giralda. But it was really funny because, like, okay, so I lived in Spain. I studied over there, did a bunch of stuff. moved to the Virgin Islands, which now they're called the Islands after I left.
Man.
Took
the Virgin out of the islands, huh?
But, like, it's... yeah, they're all gone.
You're going to need a crane. Some sort of...
They probably made new ones since I left, but...
Really?
I don't know. But his second voyage was in St. John, where I first moved. And I thought that was really funny, like, just... I've been to places with this dude. Like, it was kind of cool. Like, I'm a history nerd.
You mean you've been around the world with this dude?
I've been around this globe.
I took the Virgin out of the Virgin Islands.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was epic.
It sounds epic.
But I mean, even explain like views from space or like. What's his name? I believe he was Dutch. Felix Baumgartner. Like, he's like, yeah, I'm in the stratosphere, like 130,000 feet.
Yeah, it would be the fellow who jumped out from like way, way beyond and basically jumped from outer space.
Yeah.
Down to the friggin' planet.
Well, the best advice, and I forget his name, he first did it in like 1959, 1960. The first guy that did it was the coordinator, and it was a Red Bull thing that Felix Baumgartner did.
Yeah, I remember and watching that online. It was creepy.
It was nuts. It was nuts. The best advice that he gave him, and I really wish I remembered his name. He's like, just lean in. Like,
don't go splat.
Yeah, don't jump. Like, because Baumgartner, he went into spins. Like,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, I was straight up just, I remember watching that live when it was happening, and I was like, oh man, I was just waiting for some horrible catastrophe to happen, and luckily he's still breathing.
Yeah, no, technology is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it truly is. Like, I mean, for this dude to do it, like, 59, 60, whatever, really, really funny fact, well, not funny, but, he had a tear in his glove, and his hand expanded to 2 times its size.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But he was the consultant. He's like, yeah, it freaking...
Probably gave the best high fives.
Oh, they would be solid.
Like, thumb wrestling champion forever.
Thumb wrestling champion forever.
Forever.
For life.
I'm the world's thumb wrestling champion for eternity.
Oh, I remember cheating on thumb wrestling, like, just like, take the index finger, pointer finger, just, yeah, like, oh, you're trapped.
So that's different. I used to thumb wrestle my wife and she would just straight up try to bite my hand. Yeah, I mean,
did you get tetanus shots?
Luckily I didn't have to. We had her we had her fangs removed.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
No, that's yeah, no, that's fine.
So what else you got in your beady head there, mister?
Beady? Like I'm actually pretty big headed. Or just about myself, but that's about it.
Not bragging. I mean, it's like cold, so it's probably a little smaller than, you know, would be.
Dude, after the last podcast, like, I really want to try to do a whole podcast with Sling Blade voice because I need to master that.
Wow.
I think that would be dedication.
Could you imagine talking like that for 30, 40 minutes?
No. You know, like, that's why I want to try it. But
go for it. You can do the rest of this episode talking like Sling Blade.
No, I need to practice first. I want to rewatch the film. I got to nail it.
I kind of like the one you attempted to pull last time, and it kind of turned into some weird.
Tell you what I'm going to do. I don't know. Like, what are you going to do?
Like, I don't know.
I have no idea. Yes.
My tongue's paralyzed.
But the last episode, I thought, I mean, shit. Of course, like, I think what we're doing is funny. I mean, it gets weird. Totally awesome with that. Like, it's just, what? Like, what are you talking about?
Nobody really
how did we get into butter squirts? Like, and I listened to the episode for the second time today.
You gotta think about it. How does anybody get into butter squirts? I mean, just ease into it, I think, and then.
But we need to get butter with it.
Butterworth.
We need to get butter with it. You can pull that off way better than I can. A thing I was like waxing on with a buddy of mine at work.
Your balls?
Well, no, I don't work at a salon. But no, what we're talking about, we're like just fake band names. And I've got a little list that I freaking brought up from like months ago.
Can we start one of these bands?
Yeah, no, I'll read them off to you.
Okay.
It was just basically the whole idea behind the concept was to take two things that don't belong together and make a band out of it.
All right. Like Death
so, Polka? Well, actually, it's funny you mentioned Death because the first one was Death Carousel.
Ooh, okay.
Hammer Coaster.
Hammer Coaster. Okay.
Werewolf Party.
I kind of dig that one, actually. That's kind of cool.
Corpse Buffet?
Corpse Buffet. Wow. They have like a sneeze guard over the Corpse Buffet? I mean,
I would hope so, but I think that people that eat corpses wouldn't be too particular about it.
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't want to ruin it for the next patron. You know, get the corpse all soggy.
All snotty.
Covered in my cooties.
Cooties. Hurricane of Sheep.
I think we're getting back to the shit conversation almost.
Getting there. But another one too is Penguin Lobotomy.
Why? Like, why? Where the fuck did that one come from?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Okay.
And like we're at work. Like, I mean,
I feel like you had like one of those like poetry magnet sets on a fridge and you just kind of like scrambled them up.
Yeah, right. Okay, Pigeon Riot.
Pigeon Riot. Is that like an emo band?
I would assume so, or something.
Yeah.
Short Bus to Mexico.
That's fantastic.
Raging Confetti.
I love angry parties, so that would be a good fit for my new band.
Oh, I'm saving the best for last, dude.
Oh, God.
Well, yeah, Raging Confetti, but Unicorn Bazooka.
Unicorn Bazooka?
Yeah. but my favorite, and I don't know where I'm going and why I'm in this handbasket, but Alzheimer's Easter egg hunt.
What the fuck?
Brad.
Yeah, no.
How dare
you? Seemed funny at the time. Like, I'm just throwing that one out there. Like,
yeah.
See what sticks. But, like,
I think you wrote just, that one like a couple years ago and then you forgot about it.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I forgot.
Shit.
Fuck. What? You're a horrible person.
Yeah, no.
Well, sort of. I mean,
it happens like that. Like, you get on a good tangent, like,
right.
Alzheimer's Easter egg hunt. Like, just what? Man. Like, who does that?
You did.
I don't know. Yeah, I did.
You did that, Brad.
It was a rhetorical question, okay?
Was it? You didn't set that up. You didn't, like, let me know ahead of time that was going to be a rhetorical thing, and I was, like, fully invested in
it. I thought you'd pick up on it.
No, I'm kind of slow. I think I did know, but then I forgot.
Oh. But, yeah, like, I really like the, okay, Ale? Here's an idea.
What? Do share.
Like, I put a post, like, on my page about animal hybrids.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and if we could come up with some fictional ones.
Yeah. Like, that would be a liger.
Yeah, no, not a liger. Like, I mean,
like a liger's thing.
In all true nature, the platypus is badass.
It is badass.
Like, I'm a mammal. Yeah. Here's some eggs. Yeah.
Duh.
I do this.
Do you do that?
Well, no, I don't lay eggs. Well,
maybe. Yet.
We're not getting back into poop, dude.
No, we're not. Like, I'm just sitting here thinking about how cool would it be to have like a fully armored platypus.
Oh, like a
platypus.
Platadilla?
Yeah, kinda.
That would be invincible.
That would be pretty fucking dope and totally adorable.
Yeah. Oh, another weird fun fact for you too, like armadillos. Yeah. Can give people leprosy.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I'll stop licking armadillos.
Yeah, no, you should really knock that off, dude. I saw some of those profile pics. Like, I was just like, oh, that's... No, don't do it.
I'm needy.
And they have hair on them, too.
They do?
But funny stuff, like, when I was driving down in San Antonio... I was the DD, you know, and windows down, it's like maybe like 110 degrees, if not more.
Yeah.
Ran over a dead armadillo.
Man, you're a dick.
It was dead already, okay?
Whatever.
Like, but like it was just rotting. Like, and it smelled so disgusting. Like, I mean, that gag reflex like just kicked in.
Yeah. Was it because you had balls on your chin?
No, I didn't have balls in my chin. But it was a
butter squirts.
What, yeah, I had butter squirts on my chin. No, but no, I was driving my friends around and I was just like, like what Nick did in the last podcast. I was like, you actually gagged. Like I watched him gag. Like
he like straight up dry heaved there for a minute.
Yeah, no, which means we're doing good. Yeah, but no, I was talking about like a, you know, wacky animal hybrids. Like, could you imagine like a giraffe mixed with an elephant? Would it be a giraffe or elephaff?
Elephaff. I don't know.
There's no correct answer.
I think this is how they create Pokemon characters.
Pika Pika.
Yes, that.
You know why I'm so afraid about taking showers in front of a Pokemon? Because they always try to Pikachu.
You suck.
Yeah.
So I've been thinking about starting a cult.
Okay.
Not really sure what the whole guideline is going to be, but
there will be swearing.com.
Yeah, I guess we could be a cult. I mean, we've got to come up with a cool outfit, like some fancy robes and some sort of.
Dude, I want to dress up like the Guardians in Star Wars, like the red ones.
Oh, those guys are pretty dope and fashionable.
They look sick.
They do look sick. It's all that coughing and things. But they are. They're pretty sassy. I mean, the red, you know, it's some good flair.
they have like 37 pieces of flair.
I bet you have like matching shoes.
That or like, you know, another costume I really like were the Nazguls.
Yeah.
It was just like, I mean, they were professional horsemen, like whatnot. But they wore like 40 pounds of fabric.
That's how Goku trained.
Poor Goku.
Poor Goku.
Okay, another thing too, like, okay, that like a lot of shit's been like spilling about like Goku versus Superman.
Yeah.
You know? Thoughts?
I don't know. I mean, that would be a tricky one because they're both kind of.
Well, they're both aliens.
They are both aliens. I don't know. I guess it depends if Goku could get his hands on some kryptonite, maybe.
Or take Superman away from the sun.
That's true. I don't know. It's a tough one. I've often thought about like Godzilla versus Cthulhu as well. So.
Oh, Cthulhu, hands down.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, straight up. I mean, but Godzilla has a legacy.
Right.
Like, Godzilla's son, like, spit, like, powdered rings.
So he's vaping?
Yeah, he's... Whoa. Oh. Don't even.
Like, hipsterzilla.
Like, hipster Godzilla, like, Dad, you don't know me.
You don't understand. I eat my avocado toast. And fuck you, Dadzilla.
Yeah. I'm passive aggressive. But yeah, no, Cthulhu, hands down, like what Lovecraft created was just amazing. It was just like, and it was so funny because he just for the longest time he posted shorts in the New Yorker.
Mm-hmm.
And like it really took him years to just establish this mythos.
Right. Most of his stuff was primarily, you know, written piece by piece in like pulp magazines and back crappy magazines, you know. It was like,
oh, he was rejected so many times during his life too.
The thing is like as respected and as important as he is as a horror writer and what a fan I am of his writing, discovering later on that he was basically a raging racist, that's kind of hard to get your mind around. You know, it's like, it's just, it's a whole thing, you know, when like you like a celebrity who does a bad thing, it's like, does it really discount their art just because they're a shitty person? I mean, do I just say, I'm not going to read Lovecraft anymore?
Well, he had it. Go ahead.
But that's the thing. It's hard. You know, it's hard to say, you know, that was the time and it was accepted and rah, rah, rah. But yeah, I don't know. Just like as it is right now and just trying to, you know, navigate around that at times, it's kind of feels.
Well, if you really think about it too, like the time frame in which he lived as well,
right.
It was just so, oh, this is something new. I don't know if we're going to like this. So, he became a recluse as well.
Uh-huh.
Just like J.D. Salinger, like Catcher in the Rye,
uh-huh.
You know, just, I don't want to be around anybody. Like, I don't want to, no, but yeah, no, that was his deal. He was a very conflicted individual. I read a biography about him and, just what he created, gave birth to so much other stuff. Well, actually, I shouldn't say give birth. I should say spawned.
Ooh.
But
it was appropriate.
But yeah, no, super creative, misunderstood, you know, frustrated. But Man, yeah, no, it was really interesting to read about him and just like what he went through, because I mean, Cthulhu, like, and I'm going to throw a nod out to Cthulhu Anonymous, an amazing Facebook group.
Yeah, they're cool. They're cool. I dig them.
Yeah, no, just all of us nerds together.
Aww.
Yeah.
So that's the debate. Is it, do you think it's Cthulhu or Cthulhu?
I pronounce it with a hard T.
I know. It's, I don't know if it's ever been settled, has it? Yeah. Right. I'm actually looking up. It says Lovecraft transcribed the pronunciation as, it looks like Clulhu.
Clulhu?
Clulhu? Clulhu. Something like that. It says the first syllable pronounced gutturally and very thickly. The U is about like that in full, and the first syllable is not unlike clull in sound. Hence, the H represents the guttural thickness.
Cthulhu.
I suppose so.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never looked it up. But yeah, no, shoot, like when I was in college, like I had a, excuse me, I had a teacher, a linguistics teacher that taught us Klingon.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Which is pretty darn cool.
I think I actually saw Klingon and Dothrakian are both courses you can take on Duolingo now.
I know about Dothrakian. Like, I got it noticed because I have a Duolingo.
Yeah.
And yeah. No, I mean, ladies consider me a cunning linguist.
Wah, wah. Wah,
<bow. laughs> But I don't know about Cthulhu, Kulu, like, or
so are you you're sitting in front of your computer right now, correct?
You can see me, I so yes.
Have you looked up Blue Waffle?
No, I haven't looked up Blue Waffle.
You should look up Blue Waffle. Look up Blue Waffle, do an image search on Google. And you are welcome, sir.
What the fuck? No. Hard no.
Yeah.
I'm going to retreat into my nightmares right now. Ugh. Oh, that's goosh. So everybody that's watching, don't fucking look it up.
They're not watching. This is an audio podcast, remember?
No. Oh yeah, weird. Well, I'm watching. Yeah, right. Edit that shit out.
Wait, you don't think waffles look delicious?
Like, I mean, what? Is, what? 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 What is this? Oh, I mean, I'm sure they're STDs or something.
Yeah. I mean, if you put a little butter and syrup on it, probably never know the difference.
Butter squirts.
Butter squirts.
It comes full circle again. I can't believe you made me see that. Like,
you're welcome.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you respect me and like my sanctity of not seeing that.
Oh, did I corrupt your pure thoughts?
Oh, the first picture was the worst. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. And then, like, I mean, then it goes like cross gender.
Well, I mean, equal opportunity, right?
Could you, you know,
everybody loves waffles.
You're gonna post this.
Am I?
Well, I mean, the podcast.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure you are.
Okay.
And then, like, people will be like, I can't resist. And we're going to scar so many people.
No, just don't do it, guys.
Did you scarred me, dude?
No, don't look up Blue Waffle.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, oh, what's a Blue Waffle? Like,
wait till Brad's gone and then look up Blue Waffle.
It's not a waffle, kids. Like, it's not. Who were they with?
Bible camp.
Yeah. I've got another friend, and this was years ago, but he really liked paying for the ladies.
Oh, so like massages?
Not necessarily massages.
Like Avon?
No.
No.
Not even Mary Kay.
Oh,
but
no. Oh my.
He paid for services. And he was telling me this one time, like, we had a heart to heart, like, we just he was over at my place, like, we were both sex. Yeah, he was paying for sex.
Yeah, okay.
Which I have never done, but it was really funny, and I've got another story upon that.
Ooh.
Either or, like, he was telling me, like, even before I met him, he liked to pay for it. And he's like, I really like going down on girls. And he had a Thai hooker sit on his face.
Oh.
And he got gonorrhea of the eye. Of the eye? Like, is that possible? I mean, evidently apparently, it's possible.
I can't imagine. Like, that's a lot of yeasty beasties down there, man. It'd be like... She probably goes in like pisses out a loaf of bread. I mean, it was just like,
dude, band name Yeasty Beastie.
Yeasty Beasties. Bread Pisser.
Bread Pisser.
Bread Pisser. Yeah. I don't know, man. Do you feel like he was like getting, you know, more bang for his buck?
Well, he got some bang, I'm sure, because he paid for it.
I mean, it's like, get your money worth. You have like a. Yeah. Like a coupon, I mean,
I'm like, what possessed you to like, hey.
Hey, Brad. Hey,
yeah,
Brad.
What's up?
Blue waffle. What? Blue waffle.
No.
Get a mouthful.
No. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because of that.
I know. You're going to have like a chub all night.
A chub. Like, yeah, it's not going to really be there, like, but it's going to be there. it's almost there.
It's kind of like when I'm doing jazzercise and flannel jammy pants. Just kind
of jazzercise.
All right. Once again, thank you for listening to There Will Be Swearing. If you'd like to share a comment, a suggestion, tell us to screw off, whatever you want to do, hit us up on our Facebook page.
Toss a screw off.
Yeah. Or hang
I'm just
out
trying to figure that one out.
Hang out at our website, therewillbeswearing.com. Don't forget to subscribe, tell your friends. Once again, this is Johnny and
Brad.
So we will talk to you next time, kids. Bye-bye.
To There Will Be Swearing. Subscribe, and I'll let you touch my butt. Ciao.
Hadouken!